That's not called the Kfiras Mamin. Anyway, the Taveya, the Malva, has another pair of Eidim saying the Loiv owes him the money. So the first pair of Eidim is not like denying, holding back the money from the Malva. The Malva has another two pair of Eidim. So the first pair of Eidim are only Kfiras Dvarim V'Alma. And still the Mishnah says the first pair of Eidim are also Chayiv HaKorban. So you see, by denying money, we learn out Shavuos Eidim from Shavuos HaPikadim. That just like Pikadin is denying money, the same thing, Eidus is also denying money. So you see that what's called denying money? Kfiras Dvarim. Even though the Malva has another two pair of Eidim. But since the first pair of Eidim are telling the Malva, we do not know your Eidus, and they swear to it, and we find out they're swearing false, they're Chayiv HaKorban. So Moses says, no, it's not a kasha to Rabba. Omer Ravina, Ravina answers, Hocha v'mayas kinun. No, what we're talking about over here, Kagoyin Shohoiso, Shnia, Pishas, Kfiras. Harishayna, Kraven Munishasayim, like we had before. At the time when the first two Eidim are denying the Eidus, the second pair at that time were Psulim Eidus, because their wives were relatives to the Malva. So they're Kraven from their wives, that they're possible to say this at that time. So therefore at that time the only two Eidim available were the first two. Therefore when they denied the Eidus, that's called the Kfiras Mamim. Munishasayim Gersisayim, and at that time their wives were very sick, they were going to, they were about to die. So this is the Chiddush. That now at the time I would have thought to say, Rev Gersis in Lamisa, when a person comes to such a sickness, so he's almost holding by death, that's considered like he's dead already. So therefore maybe at the time when the first two Eidim said the Eidus, it's also only a Kfiras Dvarim, because the second pair of Eidim are going to be fit soon. So therefore it's considered like they're fit right now for Eidim, so the first ones are not a Kfira. Kamash Mulan, that's the Chiddush now, that Hashtu Nius Chai Ninu, that right now the two wives are alive, but Loishchiv, they did not die yet. Even though they're about to die, there's a right that they will die, but Kozaman, they're alive, the husbands are still called Kraven to the Malva, so at that time these two Eidim were Psulim Liedus, therefore at the time of the career of the first ones, they were the only Eidim, so therefore the Chayiv HaKorban. But Enechlami could be when the first Eidim are kofar and there would be a second pair of Eidim around, the first ones would be potter from a carbon. That's only called the Kfiras Dvarim, it's not called the Kfiras Mamin. The Malva could receive his money anyway, then you're not Chayiv. Could be like Rabba, that you're only Chayiv if by your Kfira, your denying, is holding back the money. David Morris basically asked the question, it has to be Tchilos of Ksheris. When you first saw the action, you have to be fit to be Eidus. So the question is, when these two Eidim first saw the action, they weren't married to two wives yet. At the time when they saw the action that will take place, they were rechaikim. Then they married the two wives, and now at the time of the coming to Eidus, the wives are so sick. Alright. Right. Right. Otherwise it's Shreda Mishnah. You have to put a case like this, right? Saying a Chiddush, even in such a case, that's all of it. Toshima. So like this, Bal Habayis Shetoyin Tainas Gana Pipikodin. The Bal Habayis means come to the Shomer and ask the Shomer, listen, I gave you Pipikodin to watch. Give it back to me. So the Shomer answers back, you know what happened to it? It was stolen from me. Tainas Gana Pipikodin and Vinishpa. And he swears to it. He swears that when he had the Pipikodin, the Gana came and took it. And he was only a Shomer Chinim. A Shomer Chinim is Potter on Gneva. So the Shomer freed himself by having a Tainas Gana. And then afterwards, Vahayda. Then the Shomer admits that he swore false. He admits that really he still has the Pikadin. And it's a lie what he said. So it comes out like this. Usually we know, Toyin Tainas Ganaf Halacha is, you become a Ganaf yourself, and you have to pay back Kefal. Not only Karen, but Kefal. So here though, Kefal is the Kenas. So if you're Maidiv, you're agreeing that you have it, you swear false, that's like Maidiv the Kenas. So you're potter from paying back the Kefal. So, Vahayda, you admitted that you really have Pikadin. So far you'd be parted from Kefal. What happened though was, Obo Eidim. Now to Eidim come and say, we know that you had the Pikadin the whole time. So it depends. Imachaloi Bo Eidim Hoida. If the Shomer admits before the Eidim came about, so it's considered a Maida Bikanaz, Mishalim Karen, Vachaymish Biyoshim. That's all. He has to pay back a Karen for if he has it. A Chaymish also. But no kefil, since he's made, he admits that he owes the money, made the b'knas is potter. Rashi says, "Avachay mish biyoshim yesh mishum shvuas ha'pikodin." But shvuas ha'pikodin that he has, he swore false. So for that he has to pray an osher, he has to bring an osher and a chaymish. What's going to be though, im mishabo edim hoidu? Let's say first the two edim came. The two edim came to Bezdin saying, we know the shameth war false. We know he has it. It was not stolen from him, he himself has it. So then the halacha is, mishantashlimi kefil v'yoshem. Two things. He has to pay kefil. It's not called meida b'knas, the two edim will mechayv you knas. And also a korban, because it's called a kfiras mamin. It's called you a kofa the mamin. So the question is, here's the kashan rabba. Why are you chayv a korban over here? Obviously there are two edim here. So the bailim has edim anyway to take away the pekodin from the shomer. So the fact the shomer is swearing that he does not have the pekodin means nothing. That's not going to hold back the owner from collecting the pekodin, because there are edim involved. So it's only called the kfiras dvarim bialma. And so you see, Yechayev HaKorban Hashem. So we're to Kashan Rabba. So Gemara says, Hochinami K'Ravina. Alayis, we're also talking about like Ravina. That was another case like Ravina. That at the time when the person is being murdered, swearing false, those two Edom were craven. At that time when the person swore false, the two Edom's wives were craven to the owner. So at that time when he swore, there were no Edom. And then later the wives died, and now the Edom come and say Edis. But at the time when he swore false, true, there were no Edom around, therefore it's considered a kfiras dvarim. That's what we're talking about over here. Omale Ravina Ravash, Ravina says, come, says to Ravash like this, Toshima, come and bring another proof to Rabba. Come in here. Toshima says, Chamura mimenu shvua sapikodin, that a shvua sapikodin is more strict than a shvua sa'idus, shechayov ma'azdoine makis, v'yashigosai osham tekesishkolim. That by Pekodon, if there's Hasrur, if there are two Edom warning you, you receive even Malkus. But if there are no two Edom there, just you're amazed without Edom, amazed at Atzmai, that's called Shigosa, Yechayiv and Oshim. Kesashkolim. Now, me, the Karmalaika, since it says over here that he receives Malkus, Nechlau Dik Edom. We're talking about again that for Edom, again, there's always the proof. That Edom warning him means the Edom knows that he has the Pekodon. So there are Edom here saying clearly that we know that this Shomer has to be Kodin. And therefore we're warning you now, do not swear false, because we know it's a Shua Shav, Shua Sheker, you'll be Chayiv. Well, Karma still says in such a case, Ashigosa Oshem Pekesh Kolim, that if the Edom did not warn him first, even though Edom knows what happens, still he's Chayiv a Korban Oshem. Skorchakash and Rabbah. Here there are Edom knowing that the Shomer has to be Kodin, and still we see it's Chayiv a Korban, for his shvua sheker, it's only called the kfiras dvarim. It's not called holding back money. Or malu Rav Mordechai bar mino. No, you can't bring a proof on this brisa. Here is different. Why? Tehi diyamalu Rav Kana. On this brisa also, Rav Kana said over that you should know anor tenina lo. I was the one that learned this brisa in the Beis Medrash. I'm the one that brought down this brisa. And really, v'ocha tenina lo. This is the way you're supposed to learn this brisa. Sounds like this. That's all. Whether you're there benezid, meaning Edom are warning you, or else Ladafka benezid. Now, it could be about a sroh together. That there's no proof. We said before, so could be talking about there's no hasroh. Zdoina means that you know the fact clearly. You know that you chayiv a korban for this, and still you do it. V'yechad shergosa means that you do not know you chayiv a korban. You only know you're swearing false. You do not know you chayiv a korban. Still the lacher is, Oshem HaKesesh Kolom, Yechayev HaKorban. But it could be there's no Asura over here. Therefore there's no proof, and there's no Edom. Therefore there's no Kashan Rab. Whereas all it's just saying is that the Zodin and Beshege, these two types of Zodins, that Yechayev HaKorban. But Avadu, there's no Edom involved. There's no Asura here. Therefore, there's no Malkus here, and there's no Kashan Rabba. That the Edom do not know, so therefore, the Shomer is the only one that knows. When he swears false, that's called the Shvuas Kfiras Mamin, he's Chayiv. Toshima, come now, bring another proof. Toshima. Says, Loyim Amarta, we had before, Loyim Amarta, Benoza Tomei, I tell you that when a Noza becomes Tomei, his halachas are different from the Pekodin. Shekain Loika. That by Nozer Tomei, if they gave him Asroa, he's Chayiv Malkus. To Yomav Shvuah Sapikodin, Shein Aleika. Whereas by Shvuah Sapikodin, here there's no Malkus. So Hechidami, what's the case talking about? if by Nazir as Tomei, if nobody was there, nobody gave him Asroah not to become Tomei, so why did he receive Malchus? Without Asroah, there's no Malchus. Elab Shita, the Ekedim. We're talking about that there are two Edim warning the Nazir, do not touch the mace. You're a Nazir that's allowed not to become Tomei. That's why he receives Malchus. Uktani, it says in a similar case, Tayama Beshua Sapikodin, the same thing where the owner gave the chefetz, gave something to Shema to watch, and now he's asking for it back, and he's denying it, and the Raidim there warning the Shema, Shein Aleika, and still it says he does not receive Malchus. But it's Mashma Milku the Lalaki. It's only he does not receive Malchus. Why? Because the Kapori is the carbon. Avu carbon Maisi, but a carbon he does bring. So it's Yufta, the rabbit Yufta. This is the Kashan Rabba. Here we see clearly that by Shavuos HaPikadin, even though the owner has Edim, even though the owner will be able to receive the Pikadin, but Lamaisa, you're denying the Pikadin, you're swearing false, for Kfiras Dvarim Bialma, you'll also be Chayiv a Korban. It's for the Shavuos Sheker that you Chayiv the Korban. It has to be a Shavuos about Mammon, but the main Chayiv is because you swore false, not so much that you're holding back the money from the owner. Like is also he also not like Rabba, like where we just came out. He was not like Rabba, he also was like the Tiyufta. That if you're Kaifa Mammon, if you deny the Pikadin, even though there are Edim there that know that really you have the Pikadin, still you chayiv a korban shvuas a pikadin. What about Bishtar Potter? Let's say the owner has a shtar that you have the Pikadin, and you deny it, then you're potter from the korban. What's the difference? Amar Papa, my timer, what's the difference if there are Edim there, the old Yechayiv still, and the shtar is different? My timer, the Rabbi Yochanan, Edim Avidi Demaisi. The Svar is because Edim may die. True, right now, the owner has Edim, but it's not a Vadai, they may die. So therefore, by you denying it, you're still causing, you cause the Bion to lose out, maybe. But shtar, Monach, a shtar you hold, it doesn't die. A shtar doesn't die. But since you always have the shtar, that's also, they're not around. That's not themselves. That doesn't help you too much. Only if you ate them here. Oh, just the shtar wouldn't be enough. So Marius wants to say shtar is better because you have the shtar, a shtar doesn't die. Omele Rafuna, why not? Only Rafuna, Bredri Mishul, Rafapa. Shtar Renami Avida Demirchas. You could lose the shtar. It also could die. Not Vadi, you can have the shtar. So a shtar also should be only a suffix. Since so, if you deny the pikadin, even though the only has a shtar, you may come out to lose. He may still lose his money if he loses the shtar. Ela rather Amar Rav Huna, Bred Rav Yeshua. Haino time Rav Yechanan. What the reason of Rav Yechanan is? Haino time Rav Yechanan. Mishum dehevei shtar shivet kakois. Because if the owner has a shtar and the pikadin denies it, he has the right to collect it back from the shomer. And if he has no money to pay, I can take away his karka. A shtar makes the shivat kakois, I have a right to collect even his property. And the klal is, v'ein mevi'in korban akfiras shivat kakois. Like we'll see later on in the Masechta. That there's no shvua on a karka. And nu adin, if you swore false to a claim that has to do with money on shivat kakois, there's no parsha of a korban. But just like we hold ein shvoyim al karka, rash is hukach, ki shtar benami ein bodin chiv shvua, love your le korban. Even though you swore false now, but since now it comes out it has to do with karka, there's no korban. That's just from Yechon. Like Zeratha Kosev, on karka there's no shvua. And we'll see later enough membeis, they're nishvoyim ala kakois. Makor Poter of Yechon also holds, not like Rabba, that even though there are Edim there, but since you're being kofar, you're chayiv a korban shvua. If Melele this, mashbiye de karka. What's going to be in case Edim know that somebody stole your karka, and now the owner is tovei these Edim and they swear false? Says the pasha shvua say this on Edim of karka. Pligi Rav Yechon Rav Loza chadol mechayiv yes yichayiv chadam apata. So this time Rav Yechon the amapata bring your proof. Rav Yechon is the one that says pata. Like we just said before on karkoyes there's no shvua. Midyam Rav Yechon says midyam Rav Yechon hakoyf b'mam in sheishol of Edim chayiv. Shtar poti. Set a difference. If there's only Edim, still Yechayiv. But if there's a shtar involved, you're potter. Or Grafuna, brother of Yeshua. And the reason is why? Because the shtar is called Shibet Karkois. You could collect karka. So you see, any time it has to do with collecting property, there's no parsha shvuas apikadin. Huadin, there's no parsha shvuas edis. We learned that shvuas edis from pikadin. It has to be money that you could take and not karka. This time, that's a proof. Omele Reb Yimel Reb Abba Leima let's say Reb Yechon Reb Lazer Pluk to the Reb Lazer Rabbon Kimiflagi. What is their machlokes Tolian? In the same machlokes Reb Lazer the Rabbonin. There's not a belong like this. Hagoizel Sode Mechaveroi. You steal somebody else's property. Whether it's by moving the borders, you have a neighbor and you pick up your bordering fence in between and push it to 20 feet into his karka. Kitsu, you steal his karka. And then the short for Nahor. And then the ocean that overflows, the river overflows and ruins the karka. So lachar is chayiv l'hamal sada. You have to pay him back the money. How much the karka is worth? You have to bring him back a new karka. You have to give Reb Elezer. Reb Elezer holds there's yesh gezel the karka, and therefore if you steal it, you have a chayiv. You chayiv to pay back the value of the karka. It overflowed. The nar overflowed and ruined the whole karka. So if you're a gazdan, you have to pay back the owner. It overflowed, it ruined all the... it ruined the karka, it ruined the trees, knocked everything down, ruined the karka. So if you have a kinyan gzela, you chayav to pay back, you have to return kain shegozel. Here it's not called kain shegozel. But chomer say no. I'm a loy, harei shlok lefanecha. Chomer say karka zain an gzelis. And therefore it's yours, I didn't do anything. I'm only a grom is potter. Garmina, we said with the Abimaikas, look at what's the Machlaikas over here. We have Blazer, Dorish, Ribu, Yomit. That's why you dash into Torah. We have Bonin, Dash, Kloli, Proti. We have Blazer, Dash, Ribu, Yomit. The Chichesh, Bamisai, Ribu, anything. The Tikodin of Shumas, Yad, Miet. Mashmoni, things that are money, Metalma, move around, not Karka. Oh, Nikola, She, Yeshava, Chaz of Ribu. So Ribu, Miet, Ribu, Ribu, Akol. Ma, Ribu, Ribu, Komili, anything that's a part of Zela or Shuas Abikodin. Oh, Ma, Miet, Miet, Storis. Only Storis. Storis is ain't gufa mamin, so there's one miyat. It has to be daimah to shumat yad, to money, and not shtar. Shtar is ain't gufa mamin. Shtar itself is worth nothing. It's a piece of paper. It's only a proof that somebody owes you money. So if you steal a storis, or you deny it, there's no parsha of gezel. For abon and darshi, klali yaproti. V'chichesh ba misai klal. Any type of a shua sheka by mamin yichayif. But because of shumat yad, it says clearly, oy begezel, these are protim. Mikola she yishavra lov, any type of a shua shek you make upon money, again, chaz of a klal. So comes that klal, a prat, a klal. Yatadan al kena prat. Ma prat mefurish dobra metalta v'gufi mamin, it says shumas yad. It says money, halvo. So just like money is something you can move around, and it has value to it itself, afko dobra metalta, it has to be something that's movable. V'gufi mamin, it itself is worth money. Yotze kakoy she metaltlim. Property is not movable. There's no parsha of gezel or shvuas apikodin by karka. Yotzu avodim and ever kanan, even though he's movable and worth money, but still shuk shlekakoyis. The pasuk always says achuzaschem an eved kanani is like karka. Yotzu shtoris shafu pishem metaltim. You can move around the check, but ain't gufa mamon. It itself has no value. It's useless. So therefore, you're potter. That's the machlekes over here. So man the mechayev kri ablezer. The one that says there's a shvua seidis, there's a shvua sepikodim. By gezel hos, like Reb Elezer holds, karka is nixelis. Therefore, in karka, just like it's nixelis, it's in the pasha shvua sepikodim also. Oman de potik rabbanin. If yo, there's no pasha shvua sepikodim by karka, because there's no pasha of gezel by karka. Omalei says back to him, loy, no. Man de mechaya Reb Elezer. True, the one that holds yichaya, he holds like Reb Elezer, the karka is nixelis. Oman the potter, but the one that says you potter edim, you both either edim or pikodin, you potter and karka. Oman lochel at the back, but over here by Yeshua Seidus, after the Reb Elezer moida, the Reb Elezer agrees, even though karka is nixelis, but if you're only holding back your edus about karka, that you potter from the shvu from the korban. Why do Rachman Oman mikoil from everything? V'loy hakoil, not everything. Here he'll agree. There's another need. Here by Shvua Sapikodin, Shvua Seidis is a new miyat that not karka. From everything, but not everything itself. Omer Papa Mishmei the Rovo, Mastina Namidega, bring a proof in our Mishnah also. The Tony says, go naftu Asheri. I come over to somebody and say, listen, you stole my shor. Vuayim and he answers back, like nafti, Mashvichani v'yomer omen, chayiv. Here you chayiv. That's a Shvua Sapikodin. But v'ilu go naftu Asavdi, like a Tony, the Mishnah does not say, you stole my yevit. My time allowed me shum the evidence because of kakoyis. There may be in karka like three should be kakoyis. So the proof in our Mishnah. Amrapap Mishra the Rova, Amos was a safe for saying our Mishnah Zia Klau, call a Mishalam a Piyatz Mechai, the Shinam Shalom Piyatz Mepota, Zia Klau a Suyam, I was to come to include, Mashma only Knas, there's no Chiv Shvua, a Korbin. But anything else, any Mumin, you are Chayiv a Korbin. What does it come to include? My love, the Suyam, Ganafti a Savdi.